In India, the law says people should only be sentenced to death in the rarest of rare cases. But right now, a Muslim man named Muhammad Afzal Guru faces the gallows after being convicted of playing a role in a deadly attack on India's parliament in late 2001. His case is generating deep controversy, and as NPR's Philip Reeves reports, it has also triggered an unprecedented debate on capital punishment in a country that's been hit by a series of terrorist attacks.
In a cavernous, neon-lit conference hall, a crowd gathers to remember the victims of a wave of bombings. They listen to speeches. A tiny girl sings a patriotic song. They weep and wave small Indian national flags made out of paper. There were 59 dead in all. They were killed by three bombs in New Delhi 1 year ago. It wasn't the first such attack.
Bangalore changed on 28th December 2005 when the attack on the Indian Institute of Science shook the city. The police are yet to trace the terrorists who carried out the attack.
Such assaults and their aftermaths are a regular subject for India's TV news channels. Over the last year, militants have bombed New Delhi, Varanasi, Maligaon, and then in July, India's commercial capital, Mumbai. Nearly 200 people were killed by seven blasts on Mumbai's trains. The wave of public anger was followed by a debate about how to respond.
So what you are seeing right now is a polarization. There are those who are passionately advocating the death penalty and others who are equally passionately advocating the abolition of the death penalty.
That's Ajay Sani, director of the Institute for Conflict Management in New Delhi.
There are very few who will stand away and actually look at the broader issues and say, should this man be punished? What will it do to terrorism?
The debate's being driven by one case above all others. Muhammad Afzal is from the Indian-controlled and predominantly Muslim Kashmir Valley. He was due to be hanged on the 20th of October. This was postponed after his wife filed a plea for clemency to India's president, who's now considering it. Afzal stands convicted of an indirect role in the attack on India's parliament 5 years ago. 14 people died in that attack, including five still unnamed militants who carried it out. India blamed militant groups backed by Pakistan and mobilized its army along the border. For a while, the two countries, which both have nuclear arsenals, were close to war. But only four people were ever arrested for the parliament attack, of whom two were eventually acquitted. Afzal's the only one facing death.
It was a political trial and it is a political sentence.
Arundhati Roy, activist and internationally acclaimed author, is among those concerned about Afzal's conviction. Though it upheld the death penalty, India's Supreme Court has said there's no proof Afzal was a member of a terrorist group. Citing procedural lapses, it also set aside a confession which the police said Afzal made in custody. Roy's read all the court documents. She says she found the evidence against Afzal contained serious inconsistencies, and now she's raising fundamental questions about the case.
Has he committed a heinous crime? What was the extent of his involvement? Who actually attacked Parliament?
She's not alone. It's election season for student officers at New Delhi's Jawaharlal Nehru University, one of the most politically active campuses in India. Kavita Krishnan is campaigning for a leftist party, the AISA.
We will tell each and every student that it is a matter for you and me to fight for keeping India democratic. That will mean that we cannot allow the right to kill in the hands of biased authorities. If Afzal were to be hanged, it would be a shame for India, and we would all have to come out on the streets to fight it.
Yet after so many attacks, India is in a hardline mood. Opinion polls suggest the great majority of Indians want Afzal to die. These include Krishnan's political opponents on campus. Vijay Kumar is from a Hindu nationalist group, the ABVP.
This crime has been given sentence of death and Afzal must be hanged because it is one of the rarest of rare cases and Afzal has been found guilty.
The debates reach the streets. In Indian-controlled Kashmir, there have been violent protests in support of Afzal. Yet in New Delhi, the Hindu nationalist opposition party, the BJP, has hanged Afzal in effigy and held demonstrations demanding his immediate execution. BJP spokesman Prakash Javadekar doesn't believe Afzal was convicted on flawed evidence.
That is all rubbish. The case was heard by local court, the High Court and the Supreme Court.
Ajay Sahni of the Institute for Conflict Management says India's authorities now face a dilemma.
If he hangs, he becomes a martyr and will be exploited as a symbol by the insurgents.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.